to me, you know, it's going to be a competitive game from the standpoint that I'm have a lot of personal, you know, relationships with guys on the other side of the field. And so there's some added incentive, but at the same time, you know, it's a conference game. You know, our perspective is, you know, playing some good football and winning games and especially putting ourselves in a good position in the conference.
You want to go over there and tear somebody's head off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the goal every week, you know. But, yeah, I mean, definitely. This is you know, I've thought about it, but just as soon as I knew I was coming here, you know, being able to play against those guys. So it's going to be intense.
People out of the Ravens respect the Browns.
I don't know. You got to ask them. You know, I think anybody, I think anybody who turns on the tape, you know, from last week, you can see, you know, we got a lot of good things going on, and you know, we have the potential to put some really good games together. So it's just gonna be, you know, a matter of us going and making it happen.
We went against Flacco in practice for 4 years. What makes him as good as he is?
I think Flacco's one of his big strengths is he's got poise. You know, he'll have ups and downs. He's just a very consistent guy, you know. No matter what's going on in a game, he's just himself, you know, and I respect that about him.
Paul, you look at that Ravens defense, obviously Ray and Ed all those years. Did you feel you got the recognition you deserve when you were so many superstars around you?
You know, you gotta earn respect in this league, you know. That's the bottom line. And you know, you can turn on a game and watch the film. And some guys are going to be pointed out more than others just because that's the nature of the media. And that's, you know, guys have earned their way into making a name for themselves. So, you know, you go to a team with a bunch of superstars, it's takes a lot of hard work and plays to stand out. So, you know, I'm not a guy who, you know, craves attention or respect and from people that I don't need it from, you know. So, I feel like, you know, I got respect and I got the attention from the coaches and from the, you know, opponents respected the way I played. And so that's really what I was all about.
What was the difference between the first 3 years of your career there and last year when you put up those real big numbers?
I think, you know, just becoming more of a pro, I guess. You know, taking care of my body, working hard, doing the little things, you know, that made the difference for me. And, you know, as well as just time, over time you develop as a player, you know, you settle into your body, you know, you learn things about yourself and as well as opportunities. You know, the more opportunities you have, you know, hopefully that translates into more plays you can make.
Paul, they gave up 500 yards and almost 50 points in the first game. Did you take any personal satisfaction in that they may miss you after all?
You know, I'm not the type of guy who, you know, wants to see other people fail just because, you know, I'm not around or whatever. You know, like I said, I got a lot of friends over there, a lot of, you know, personal connections that I still, you know, keep close to me. And so, you know, it is what it is. You know, they.
You'd rather make them miss you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd rather make a statement by what I'm doing, not by what they're doing.
You were there for 4 years without the big contract. You got the big contract here. How has the big contract changed your life?
As far as day-to-day, it hasn't really changed much. But, you know, it obviously allows you to, you know, have some security. You know, you buy a house, take care of your family, you know, make investments. I mean, that's part of, you know, developing as a man and you know, and maturing. So, but yeah, it's been a big difference.
I mean, some people, I wouldn't imply at all that this applies to you, but some guys you've seen over the years get the big money and lay down or close to it.
Yeah, that's just, you know, I was raised better than that, and I, you know, hopefully have learned things from growing up that's not a smart way to be. And so, you know, I've made foolish decisions, and I think a lot of guys do. It's just a part of growing up and maturing, and you know, a lot of attention is, you know, around sports, and so you hear about the horror stories, you know. But, you know, there's responsible guys on every team. A lot of guys take care of business. You know, there's people, mistakes are made, and that's just, you know, that's going to be anywhere. But right here, it's pointed out a little more.
Yesterday, Harbaugh talked about the respect the Ravens did have for the Browns. The games have been close, and I get the impression that they really emphasize division games a lot with their team.
Yeah.
You were there. Do they?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, that plays a huge role in the success of a season is how you do in the conference. So that was definitely a focus when I was there.
Well, how much encouragement do you take away from Sunday in the production that not only you got, but your teammates in that front seven, since that was such a focus this offseason to bring you in and Mingo and Dez? How much encouragement do you have off of what you guys were able to do in the first week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a long time coming. So we know who we are, what we can do. You know, I think a lot of teams are pretty familiar with what they have potential to do and who they can be. And so we weren't surprised by any of that. You know, we were actually, I would say, if you were able to be in our meeting rooms, there was more frustration with the plays that we, you know, missed or had mistakes on. So we know we can be a dominant defense. We just got to put it together.
Is it true that you felt disrespected by your limited amount of snaps in the Super Bowl? And if that was all accurately portrayed, do you carry that as a chip on your shoulder into this game?
I mean, I don't know if disrespect is the right word. I would say more frustrated just personally, you know, not having to do with anybody else. I mean, I'm a competitive guy, and I want to be in there every play, you know, and to have – you know, limited reps in the biggest game of your life is tough, you know. I mean, I think anybody who didn't say that would be lying to you. But, you know, I've had to have a chip on my shoulder since I came into the league, and I think pretty much everybody does. You know, that's just how football's played. You got to play tough and you got to play angry, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. So,
You guys know the answer to these questions. How many snaps were you in the Super Bowl?
I believe it was 17.
You're the only one in here with a Super Bowl ring on your team, other than Rainey, who I got against Goblin. Do you bring that out? Have you ever used it here to motivate us to these guys?
I haven't yet. A lot of guys want to see it, and so I'd definitely probably bring it in here sometime.
It's a good week for that?
I don't know. I don't know.
When did you guys get them?
We got them, when was it? The ring ceremony was during our OTA, right after our OTAs, actually, which
I think was... How did it sit with that defense last year when they gave up 100 yards to Trent Richards?
I remember that was always a big focus for us, never letting the back go for over 100, so didn't sit too well.
How different is it watching that defense? No Ray, no Ed, no you, no other.
Yeah, a lot of new faces, for sure, a lot of new faces, and, you know, they got some talented guys they've signed and brought over there, so... definitely a group of guys who we respect and know we're gonna have to bring our A game to take it to them.